Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed that you're joining us today. You know, in this day and time in which we live, it is so easy to become discouraged. I mean, you may have worked for years to get where you are right now and find your once promising career is facing complete ruin. Maybe it's because of the COVID situation. Maybe not. Many businesses that were once thriving with hundreds, maybe thousands of people going to work every single day in some office building downtown, now there's just a skeleton crew running the office while others are forced to work from home. Perhaps you're one of them. Perhaps your company has ceased operations altogether or have been reducing budgets and salaries and staff. Maybe you're starting to wonder if you are on the right path forward or not. If that sounds like you, well, you're going to get a lot of valuable information today from our guest today. Leroy Malangsong Jr. is a former college football lineman who played at California Polytech University, where he earned his bachelor's degree in sociology. He's also earned an MBA from Capella University and is working on his doctorate as well. Praise God. He's a teacher at the Life Source Charter School and is also an author of a great book that I believe you will find extremely relevant to what we just talked about, titled Timing of Life, Achieve All Your Blessings and Goals. Help me welcome to the program Leroy Malangsong Jr. Leroy, thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to join us today.
Thank you.
Amen. Now, the first question I always ask, other than that brief information I just shared, tell us in your own words, who is Leroy Malangsong Jr.?
Leroy Malangsong Jr. is somebody that started off as a football player. Played football at Cal Poly for 2 years, started there. Football helped me get my education by having a scholarship. Then I used that to keep motivation to keep on going and get my degree in Capella University.
Amen.
That helped me get my MBA. Okay. And then I said, why stop there? Why not keep going? Amen. So I said, let me go and get my DBA and get my doctorate. And that's what put me to making Leroy Malangsong.
Amen. So how far along are you in your doctorate?
I'm a year away, a year
Praise
and a half.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. So quick question about your football career. What made you decide to go into MBA studies and then teaching as well? Was this something you were looking at doing and football helped you achieve it? Or you just kind of sat down and said, where do I want to go from here?
I sat down, I prayed about it, and I found out that business was the best route for me because you see it all through life, making decisions and being the leader of your life and making decisions and going in the right direction.
Amen. Amen. So when you started your college career, you were studying, I believe, sociology. Is that
yes.
right?
Okay. Yes.
Did that help you at all in your Christian walk? You know, tell us about your Christian faith.
Yes, it helped me a lot in my Christian walk. It allowed me to learn more about individuals and people as a whole and became more empathetic and understanding of people and what we all go through. It allowed me to realize that we all face challenges and God moves in timing with us all. He brings opportunities to us all, and God also blesses us all, but we all go through challenges too.
Oh yeah. A lot of times the challenges is what makes you stronger. So I'm sure some of your football practices were a lot harder than the games, right?
Yes, way harder. Yes.
I can relate from my military time. You know, sometimes the field exercises and the training environment was a lot harder than what you actually went through in the battle, because, you know, I was like, man, that's it. That was easy compared to everything we went through 3 months ago. You know, but, so amen. So tell us about your book. It's a self-help book that helps people make it through some of their trying times in life, right?
Yes. Okay.
How is that? How does that work?
Well, My book is called Timing of Life. The book was inspired about Ecclesiastes when God used Solomon to talk about there is a time and season for everything underneath the heavens. Mm-hmm. This intrigued me and inspired me to look at my own individual life and others' life around me to realize that God has always blessed us with opportunities in life, but our own selfish desires allows us to not see the blessings he's bringing into our lives. Because at that time, we may be going through stress, anxiety, fear. I'm not good enough for that. But God is giving you what you need. And we have to move on God's timing. Yeah, it's not our will. It's God's will. Amen. This book is meant for Christians and non-Christians. I wrote it off the Bible, but I want the whole world to be able to hear this book and hear this message on how God gave us these principles of timing, and nothing is new under the sun, that we may feel like we're alone and alone what we're going through, mm-hmm. but there's somebody else just like you out there going through the same thing.
Yeah,
you're not alone.
Amen. Amen. Explain what you mean by, in your book, you're helping us to face our demons and come out unscathed. What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is our own selfish desires. Our own selfish desires is our biggest demons, because we fight ourselves. When God is trying to bless us, we tend to fight ourselves because it didn't come to us the way we wanted it to come. Mm-hmm. For example, I got a job. And when I got the job, it didn't look the way I wanted it to look. It did not look. I was like, oh, I thought it was going to be more flashier, more better. And mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be that way. And it wasn't. But it was what God had for me.
Yeah.
And I accepted it. And it was the best decision I've ever made. I realized that that's what God had for me. But my own selfish desires came in and said, no, you deserve more. It should look like this for you. Yeah, it should. And I realized that was my own selfish desire saying, your will is more important than God's will. And it tried to take my blessing.
Yeah, yeah. Amo, I know how that is. Amen. That's right. Let's get some background on why you wrote this book. I mean, what was this a sort of self-help guide for you personally as well?
Yes. Yes. This book has been a self-help guide for me also. And I still use it to the day. And I use it every day. I have to realize in the moment and live in the moment, not miss the timing that I'm in right now. Because it's so easy for us to focus on the future so much that brings us anxiety. And it's so easy for us to focus on the past and that brings regret.
Yeah. Amen.
That we don't live in the moment and we miss the opportunities that's happening right before us because we're caught in our head.
Yeah.
And I get caught in my head sometimes and I have to remind myself that live in the moment, take advantage, seize the moment that God has given you and blessed you with today.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Give us some tidbits of what's inside the book. You know, what are the sections about?
The sections of the book you will find. One of the sections of the book you will find is when I talk about the biblical principles and how successful people also use them in the world, such as Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs. They all use biblical principles, even if they're not aware of it. They're using the biblical principles that God gave to Solomon on timing of life. Mm-hmm. And it's still used today and it's successful and it works. And it could work in your life also. God has given us these principles and tools to use to help us because he wants us to be blessed. He wants us to receive the things that we want in life. And that's why I felt like this book was important for me to write for others, not just myself, but for others to be able to take advantage of their blessings and opportunities also.
Amen. Amen. How can someone take this book and apply it to whatever situation they're going through, especially with this, you know, COVID lockdown and, you know, people are losing their jobs or careers, things like, how can someone take this book and apply it to their own situation?
Someone could take this book and apply it to their own situation right now with COVID and stop focusing on the media for a moment. Stop going on TV, turn TV on, or looking on your social media and just getting filled with anxiety right now. I said, take a moment to see where you're sitting at right now, to see where you're at right now in life. And the book will help you do that. The book gives you steps and everything, how to deal with anxiety, how to deal with stress. The book talks about that. And this right now, there's a moment of fear going around with the virus going around. And this book will help you get back into the moment where you can see opportunities knocking at your door that God's trying to give to you. And God may have allowed you to lose that job because he has something better for you.
Amen.
That's not what he wanted for you. And that's also what the book is about with timing of life. You know, it's really achieve all your blessings and goals.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, something that I've had some conversations with other guests about is this shutdown. You know, usually you got, you know, mom's working, dad's working, and, you know, the kids are being bounced back and forth to babysitters or daycare, and you know, they're only spending passing time as a family. Well, with this shutdown and everything that went on with it, it could be God is saying quality time with the family. You know, what is the most important thing? You know, time with God and time with the family. And, you know, just forcing people to take a time out, if you want to call it that, and focus on the family. You know, so like I said, these things happen for a reason in the season. And yes. It sounds like your book can help them understand that a little bit more.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. So will you be offering any type of like coaching program or anything like that in association with your book?
Yes. So the book comes out February 1st, 2021. The book, I will be sending out a pre-order. I will be sending out emails to my subscribers that go onto my website, LeroyMalonesoneJr.com, and I will allow them to see webinars and videos of me talking about the book and how you can incorporate the book into your life.
Amen.
Once you pre-order it. Amen. And this will give you an advantage that others don't get by pre-ordering the book. Mm-hmm. So if you pre-order the book, please subscribe through the website.
Yeah. Amen. That sounds good. And it's going to be released on the actual book itself is being released on February 1st.
Yes. February 1st.
Okay. And it's going to be available for pre-sale, like on Kindle or something like that.
Yes. Amazon. It will be on Amazon. Okay. And it will be an audio book.
Oh, okay. All right. Is it an actual print book or is it an audio book only?
It's only an ebook and audiobook.
Okay. Okay. Cool. And when's the pre-sale start?
The pre-sale will start January 15th.
Amen. Okay. And it's on Amazon. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right. So are there any other books that you're writing right now that are maybe in the planning stages to follow this one?
There are a lot of ideas out there, and I definitely want to come out with another one this year, but right now, I'm living in the time of my life and focusing on this moment right now.
Amen. Amen. Leroy, this sounds all fascinating. And I believe this book is needful for the day and time we find ourselves in today. And so many people are facing so much uncertainty in life and their careers. And, you know, they don't know what's going to come next. So many people are seeking right now. And your book may just be the guide they need to get that better perspective on what they've been doing before and where they should go next. Amen. So I appreciate you taking the time to write that book because, you know, obviously God inspired you to write it and God moves for a reason in a season, right?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Leroy, how can someone get in touch with you again? Maybe they have a question or maybe they want you to do an interview like this. How can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me through my website, LeroyMalonesoneJr.com. And I have a site, I have a part of the site where you go about me and you can put your email in and I'll get right back to you. Because emails and messages you send through the website automatically comes to me.
Amen. Amen. And you got Twitter and Facebook as well, right?
Yes, I have a Twitter. I do not have a Facebook. Oh, okay. My Twitter is Junior Malonesone.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Folks, as we've been talking, this day and time is so unique that we're living in today. And with, you know, the COVID shutdowns and restructuring, it is not unusual for you to feel alone, but you're not alone, despite your thoughts otherwise. You know, thousands of others are facing the same thoughts, the same demons, the same situations that you are right now. Get Leroy Malonesone's book, Timing of Life, Achieving All Your Blessings and Goals. Go down the show notes, click the links, go to his website, get signed up, subscribe so you can be part of that pre-order group. Folks, this is something that you really need to get a hold of. It's an easy read. It's not going to take you 2 weeks to read it, all right? But it's something that can impact your life and impact your future just by taking the time to consume what Leroy was inspired by God to write and share with you. I mean, it could be one of the inspirational books that'll help you to get refocused and come out the other side of whatever it is you're facing right now. Come out a winner. Amen. Leroy, thank you for coming on the program today and sharing about your great book. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Robert. Thank you.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. Praise God. It's been good. For Leroy Malonesone and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing FaithCasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with FaithCasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the FaithCasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. FaithCasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a FaithCaster. FaithCasters, your voice, your platform, your success.